An upper-level trough continues to work its way through our area at a rather slow pace, and what that really means is that low pressure is aloft, and there's a pocket of cool air associated with it. And when there's cool air aloft, we have instability in our atmosphere, and that's why we're seeing those clouds kind of bubble up through the day, and that's also why there are some showers and even a few thunderstorms possible over the next few hours. So have those umbrellas ready to go, as you may run into a shower or a downpour. A few of us will hear a rumble or two of thunder, and with that cold air aloft, there's even the possibility that a few of us will see some small hail as these showers come across our area. So be ready for some rain over the next few hours. It'll be kind of spotty in nature, so it's not going to rain the entire time, but I don't want you to be caught off guard without that umbrella, and you get caught in a downpour, and obviously then you get soaked. All right, a couple of showers continue heading into tonight, mainly this evening. They'll tend to dry up later at night. It'll be another chilly night, lows in the 40s to right around 50 degrees for most of us, so it's another night where a few of us may have to turn the heat on to take some of the chill out. At least we're saving on air conditioning if there's any positives to this cool weather here in early June. And tomorrow's going to be another day that is cool for this time of year. Temperatures will rise only into the 60s tomorrow afternoon, which is below average once again. We'll see a lingering shower possibly in a few spots. I think in terms of rain tomorrow, a lot of us will end up sneaking through the day, not getting wet, but I can't rule out a few showers in a couple of spots, so I don't want you to be shocked if you see a little bit of rain tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll see that mix of clouds and sunshine. A jacket in the morning, maybe a jacket in the afternoon. If the sun isn't out, it might feel just a little bit cool with a bit of a breeze kicking up as well. And then on Thursday, we'll start to see those numbers come back up into the 70s. So the trend will be for that upper level trough to move away. It's higher pressure, a ridge builds in, and that should allow for temperatures into the low 70s on Thursday, about 70 to 75 degrees on Friday. So even though Thursday and Friday are looking warmer than it has been this week, that's still a little bit cool for this time of year. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, chance of a lingering shower, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, chance of a lingering shower, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, chance of a lingering shower, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, lows in the 40s to around 50. For tomorrow, chance of a lingering shower, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun, a bit cool for this time of year, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny and a bit warmer, with highs in the low 70s. Then on Friday, partly sunny and dry, a high of 70 to 75. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.